This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? We Fest Friday edition. You can send me the pictures. I won't be there, but I'd love to hear about it. Kevin just found out that a friend of his got what from Keith Urban last night?
Gave her his autographed guitar, Lorette. She's from Saskatchewan.
Guitar?
Gave her the guitar.
And then signed it.
And she had seen, there's a picture of her with her guitar. And she had been to 22 shows and she had a sign, "I've seen you 22 times and all I want is a hug." And he stopped the show again, went down, gave her a hug, went back up, signed the guitar and gave her the guitar.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Yep, she got it around her neck.
That's really cool.
Yeah, man.
I love it, love it, love it, love it. Anyway, WeFest edition of the program. We better post that then. Is she okay if we post up her little video?
I'll check. I'm sure she's fine with it. Yeah.
And everybody can live vicariously through your friend from Saskatchewan there. I love it. Anyway, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. And, we call it What's on Your Mind for a very, very strategic reason. It's because we want you to answer the question. It's the show where you can kind of come and tell us anything that's on your mind. So remember that. From time to time, all people come up to me and say, "You never talk about this." And I say, "What's the name of our show again? What's on your mind?" Well, if that's on your mind, call in and we'll talk about it. You know, and that means anything. That could be absolutely anything. In fact, here's a call I didn't get to yesterday, and this is what was on this person's mind, and that's just fine. Listen to this. Can you turn me up over here? I'll play it.
Got it. Yep. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Joe. I was wondering, Scott, I hope you get this message. I know you give your cell phone number in the morning, but I never write it down. I was wondering, could you, when you have Senator Hoeven or Cramer on, could you have him ask, what's his name, President Trump, to please do something about cable, Mid-Continent going up every year, like $4 or $5? I get Social Security, that's it, not that much. And that's crazy. Every June they go up. Last time it was $4. About 3 years ago it was $7 in some sense. That's crazy. So could you please have one of the senators talk to President Trump? I'm sure he can do something about lowering these prices or putting a freeze on that, raises all the time. So I'll be listening to you tomorrow morning, okay? So I hope you do this for me. I appreciate it. Thank you, Scott. Have a good day. Bye.
How sweet is that lady? I appreciate the call very much. And see, that's what's on her mind. She got a new cable bill, and it's going up, and it's ticking her off. Now, I don't know that we're in the political philosophy / party that would say it's President Trump's job to lower cable prices.
What's his name?
Yeah, I love that.
Tell him what's his name.
Most people know that name right off the top of their head.
That's awesome.
Right? Even if you hate him, love him, whatever. But yeah.
Okay, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I have, you know, the cable bill is like the cell phone bill to me. It's one of those you go, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah.
"Are you kidding me?" It just kind of keeps, you know, when you, but you know, I honestly, I don't pay that close attention to it. My wife is marvelous in our house in handling all the, you know, the finances and paying the monthly bills and everything. But do they really go up that much every year? Does cable go up like?
Well, like I said,
you cut the cord, didn't you?
Yeah, we years ago, but for that reason, I never watched. You know, there's so many channels, great, but then when we got Netflix, I was like, this is more than I'll ever watch anyway. And then we got the Amazon Prime, and I think we're up to $16 a month. And then we got the Sling TV. And all three of those, we're still not over $50.
Who comes up with these names? Is what
well,
I mean.
Yeah. Well, we're still not over $50.
Roco,
so we got the
Sling.
Yep.
Amazon. Yeah.
Well, but it's a lot cheaper, and there's more TV than I could ever watch.
Already, and you're paying a lot less.
Yep, a lot less.
You still have Cableton?
Oh, I still get the cable. Like, I still get a landline because you get older parents who don't hear all that well. It's a little cleaner than a cell phone thing. But I have to admit, though, I do dread that bill every month because...
Does it go up? Is she right? Is it going up like...
She's right. I recognize her voice, by the way. She's a longtime listener and very sweet lady. We do love her here at K-Fire. But, yeah, I agree with her. It's like, wait a minute. How does this keep going up every time? What the heck?
Yeah, so nice and slow. I'll say the number so you can text us anytime. But we love it when you call. She called the 855-200-1776 line. That's 24/7. That's our Be the Buffalo hotline, by the way, where you can, extension 6, you press that when you call 855-200-1776. Tell us about somebody doing some good in your community. And you know they're out there. You know they're out there doing some good. Law enforcement officers. I saw, I met some fellas today that are doing a ride for PTSD. How cool is that? This is August 10th, and they're going to be doing this from Audubon.
Minnesota,
right? The Brady Oberg Legacy Foundation. Fantastic that they're doing this. So, brats and a raffle after the ride, and they got a dance by the Fat Cats. 8 to midnight, but a neat ride for the PTSD. They did this last year, too, on Audubon. So if you want more information, call Tony, 952-261-7871. A lot of folks doing good things. That'd be a prime example. Hey, there's a good example of that Be the Buffalo Spirit. So, and here's the number if you want to text us, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour. We'll have to ask him about the conversation with President Trump on the cable rates for our listener there today, because my point in playing that is that's what's on her mind. She's not too revved up about China and new tariffs, right? She isn't too revved up about a budget that spends more money, a federal budget for the next 2 years. She, because she's on Social Security, has a fixed income and sees things going up, chewing into that fixed income. I get it. I don't know whether we can help or not. If I were Medco, I would maybe come up with some kind of a base plan that stays at a flat rate for people on Social Security. A good Medco.
One of their defense, I think they do have kind of a tier that does sort of give you the basic stuff at a certain rate that really doesn't, you know, change unless, of course, new taxes get passed or whatever. But
yeah, and I'm guessing, I don't know, but if Midco were here, they'd probably say, okay, ESPN charges us more every year. Fox charges us more every year. In other words, they're paying to have those channels. Yeah, so it's at some point. But I'm saying, you know, look, somebody on Social Security, maybe that'd be a good PR move for Midco. They're a good corporate citizen and a good company, and invest a ton into technology and infrastructure and everything else, which I think is fantastic. But this might be something. Anyway, it's on her mind. So I bring it up. I don't know if there's any other solutions out there, but I think that's kind of neat. So what's on your mind is the question. 800-228-0550. On my mind is what to do about building the wall. I think about this a lot, folks. I really do. In fact, if I had to pick two issues that are on my mind more than any these days, it would be stopping suicide and building the wall. Now, I can't tell you why those two are just, well, I can. I mean, for one, building the wall, I've been down to the border, been there many times, seen a North Dakota company that's done it, seen the unbelievable, ridiculous bureaucracy in the Corps of Engineers. I've long thought the Corps of Engineers was 100% of the swamp, and they are doing everything in their power to thwart what Donald Trump wants. That's what I believe. Now, not many people believe that. But Kevin Cramer joined my ranks last night because of an incident that happened with him and the Army Corps of Engineers. He's going to tell us about that a little later on today, but I interviewed him for Point of View on KX4 last night, and he had just been in the middle of a little back and forth with the Corps and the White House, and he said he barely could compose himself to do the interview. He was so mad. And we have some of the clips from that interview, but we'll talk with him about it next hour. But I just think this is a no-brainer. I also think President Trump is being poorly served and doesn't sort of see it. I mean, there's just so many things going on. Continues to defend the Corps. I don't know who on his team is telling him he's being well served by the Corps. He's not. He's not at all. So that bugs me. And the suicide thing is just obviously because I lost a friend recently to suicide and continue to scratch my head every day about it and seen others that struggle with it. And I just think we have to do more. We've got to find a way to make sure people feel free to say something because it's a problem that's not going away. It really isn't. Terry in Minot, let's get you in here and find out what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I was just calling to get your thoughts on the Trump administration's new appointment to the head of the BLM, the William Perry Finley.
I don't know enough to have an informed opinion on this individual. How about you?
Well, he's been a known advocate for selling public-owned land. He wants to privatize it, and I think it's a major threat to the public lands in the U.S.
Let's talk about this, Terry. Hang on a second, okay? I'm just going to play you dumb here because it's naturally a good fit for me, and you can answer a few of my questions when we come back. Hang on a sec, okay? Terry in Minot, then Christian in Fargo, and Morgan Falls. Welcome on What's on Your Mind.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Windrower from New Holland.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? I don't know about you, but you're cruising I-94. You can't help but notice that Auction Center of North America and Steel. That's great. They have a great location in Bowman, North Dakota as well. And they have a Minnesota location. They have Moorhead. They're everywhere. And they're gearing up for a busy fall, as a matter of fact. The Claremont Retirement Equipment and Shop Tools Auctions a week from today at 10 a.m. That's in Bismarck. Going to sell some land in Nelson County, about 400 acres, on Wednesday the 14th. Same day, also 160 acres at Towner County, North Dakota. Then the Renner Estate Farm Machinery Auction. That's out in Montana on Thursday, the 22nd of August. A big bushel bin complex in Clay County, Minnesota, end of the month. And then they crank up Ada, Minnesota. The Western Minnesota Equipment Auction is happening on September 5th. Find all of these at Pifers.com. Call them for a catalog at 877-700-4099. Okay, back to Terry and Minot. So, Terry, here's my dumb questions. How much land does the federal government own now?
It's about a quarter billion acres, I believe.
Does it need to continue to own all quarter billion acres?
Well, I think the public land's an important asset to all citizens of the U.S. I mean, it's, yeah, I don't see any, I'm all for it.
Well, my understanding, and I may be wrong, my understanding is a lot of the federal land that we got was the federal government bailing folks out that were going, you know, belly up. It was a way to help them and then lease back the land to them. So they own it, but then they lease back the land. So the federal government took on that burden. Now, I don't know when they did it, if they said, hey, we're doing this forever. We're going to own this forever. Or if it was a way to help out. But I just, when I see a $22 trillion debt, and then I see all this land, I think, you know what, maybe we ought to be smart about saying, okay, let's sell 10% of it, let's sell 20% of it, where we own it and we're leasing it back anyway. Do we really need to own it? You know, I just don't necessarily think in this day and age. I would say the same thing about mineral rights that the federal government owns and are off limits because they're federal government mineral rights. Why? Look what we do along Lake Sakakawea by the folks from the MHA Nation. Nobody reveres the waters of Sakakawea more than the Native Americans that make up the, you know, MHA Nation. So they care for the land and at the same time have the opportunity to drill oil just like folks do on private land. So I don't think that's a bad thing. So to me, you know, I don't know a lot about this guy. I saw some of the commentary that came from other folks about him that seem to be favorable. Let me see here. I think I had Congressman Kramer, what'd he say? William Perry Penley becoming acting BML director. Mr. Penley's wealth of experience in federal land management makes him the right choice to run the expansive bureaucracy. North Dakota has several important issues that involve BLM, and I look forward to working with him as we responsibly develop and manage North Dakota's natural resources and public lands. So he's speaking favorably about him, it looks like, because he sees him as having and the experience to deal with some of the issues that North Dakota has. But you think we ought not sell 1 acre of federal land that's currently federal land?
Well, I don't know about that, but, I mean, this guy is just a huge advocate, and he's written books on the subject. He thinks all the federal land should be sold, and, I mean, that would just be an absolute terrible thing for the country if we lost all of our public land to make a buck.
Yeah, and you know, look, I don't think
to get out of debt than to sell our public lands. I mean,
I think no matter how, name one.
Name a way to get out of debt.
Yeah, quicker than selling our federal land.
Well, I wouldn't even consider selling the federal land. I mean, I'm no economist.
Yeah, and I don't know enough about this guy to, you know, and even if he has the view that he ought to sell all the federal lands, he'd have a tall order trying to get anything like that through Congress or by the president. He might have that view. But that's why I say 10% okay, 20% okay. Help me understand, though, and I'm not in any way trying to, you know, pick a fight with you, Terry. I just want to understand, why is it that important that we maintain all of this federal land? Why is it that important? Again, if we bought a lot of the land, and I don't know the percentage, but it's not a small amount of land to bail individuals out at a very tough time, and then, you know, release back so they can stay there. That isn't necessarily something that we have to have, right? We did that for a different reason. So,
But I mean, all this federal land that's available for every U.S. citizen to use, I mean, it's ours. You can go recreate on it. You can go hunting. You can go fishing. You can go hiking. It's our land. I think we should keep it.
Yeah, and I think, obviously, the national parks and, you know, you would certainly want to draw the line on keeping lands for the public use in a smart way. I'm just saying, if it's, a quarter billion acres, is that too much? That's I don't mind the conversation. I think sometimes we need to have that kind of conversation, you know?
Oh, I'd like to hear, I appreciate your perspective as well. I think it's a subject worth discussing, and I would like to bring it to more people's attention. I think it's important.
Well, we'll bring it up today with Senator Cramer here in a little bit, okay? Given the fact that he's applauding the nomination, we'll give him a chance to see what he thinks about his views on selling land.
Great. Sounds good.
Okay, stay tuned, Perry. Terry, thank you very much. Phil in Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you, Scott, about these private lands. I think we should sell off Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Trump's buddies in the porn industry could put some drive-in porn theaters. Get rid of that musical. That thing don't make no money. Grand Canyon, sell that off to the people in the blood diamond business. You could make a hell of a lot. They could double and triple the rates getting in there.
You're not agreeing with me in anything you're proposing to say that you agree with me on.
How about, in fact, did
you hear what I just said to him? I mean, yeah, obviously, national parks would be untouchable.
I mean, who do you think is going to buy this land? Organized crime is going to buy this land, Scott. Trump is organized crime. You hillbillies here out here in North Dakota don't understand that. Trump is blood diamonds, porn industry.
Us hillbillies. Yeah. There has been
You're
zero.
Unsophisticated as far as what's really going on. This is a too sophisticated subject. Privatizing rest areas on the interstate, buy a cigarette lighter or you can't use my bathroom. That's where we're headed. And you like this idea. Well, are you really a Christian?
Wow. Hillbilly, unsophisticated, are you really a Christian? You're on a roll, Phil. You're on fire today. Look, what I said is, why do we own a quarter billion acres of land? Number one.
That's
number
a good
two,
question, Scott.
Number two, should we look at selling? In other words, I'm not talking about, and your argument, you lose before you start when you start being a smart aleck about the Grand Canyon and Medora. So, I don't know who's unsophisticated here, but you might want to. What's that?
That's where it's going to go.
That's ridiculous.
They want to sell off anything. That's where you don't know.
Well, the first Secretary of Interior was a fellow by the name of Lyon Zinke. You familiar with him? Former Montana congressman. That was Donald Trump's Secretary of the Interior. He adamantly said, I am absolutely against transfer or sale of public land. Kind of takes your argument right down the old dumper there, Phil. I mean, that's where this is going. But we're unsophisticated. We're hillbillies. We're not Christian. What would we know? More after this.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house. And buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government's jobs report for July has been released, and it shows around 164,000 new jobs added last month. That's above the economists' forecasts, in most cases, of about 154,000 or 10,000 jobs less. And it shows unemployment remaining unchanged at 3.7%. President Trump was talking about the economy at a campaign rally in Cincinnati last night.
The era of economic surrender is over.
The Washington Post reporting the Trump administration may be on the brink of reaching a deal under which the Taliban in Afghanistan would agree to a ceasefire and renunciation of Al-Qaeda, allowing the United States to bring home around 4,000 of the 14,000 U.S. troops still stationed there. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
The holler on a country road, then maybe that's where we'll go.
Just a few country music stereotypes in there, right? Down. Jake Owen, he'll be at WeFest tonight, 8 o'clock he takes the stage. The headliner tonight is
Fine With Me,
Brooks and Dunn. Hey, do you know the world oil production recorded an overall growth of 2.5 million barrels per day in 2018? 88% of that was due to the United States. That's according to the latest World Oil Review. Unbelievable. The U.S. Fracking rate is on the rise again. Fracking in the U.S. came in at 47 wells per day and increased by 2 daily wells from an average of 45 per day over the spring months. How about that? A lot happening right now, folks.
You know why there's a lot happening? Because we're a bunch of good hillbillies here.
Well, how can we do this as unsophisticated as we are? How do we pull this off? I love liberals. I love liberals that, you know, they decide who's a Christian or not. They decide whether or not you're a hillbilly or not, whether you're, you know. Donald Trump, some hillbilly he is. New York City.
Real estate developer. No, he's organized crime.
Don't tell Kevin I told you this, but one time Senator Kramer went up to Camp David for some meetings with a bunch of the economic leaders in the administration with a number of other senators. The president wasn't there, but he called in for the meeting. And so Kevin or somebody said, are you coming up? He said, no, I don't do rustic.
Wow.
So I don't think he's a hillbilly, you know?
No one a pair of overalls. There you go.
I, on the other hand, love rustic. 26 before the top of the hour, but I also love the president because he's doing some good work. Let's get back to the phones here and get more of your take on this. Marty in Stuartsdale. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, I better tie my mule up here real quick, and you know, since we're all hillbillies, but I just think that everybody needs a lesson on this federal land. And sometimes it was, you know, if people were in trouble, but the majority of the federal land was taken to expand projects, just like the land south of Bismarck that my ancestors owned. And it was appraised by a government appraiser. Well, you can just imagine where that went. Some of the most mismanaged land in the United States is from the government. Where do all the forest fires come? That all starts on forest land that's not being grazed by cattle or being logged. You look up Plum Creek forest land or some of these other private logging companies and forest companies that that manage the land, they don't have the fires. In fact, theirs get burned out because of federal mismanaged land. Grazing and logging are what needs to happen. Is it realistic that they're going to sell this? Probably not, because it's ingrained into us now. But the Constitution and our government was never meant to own this much land.
Yeah, how many things has the federal government undertaken that you just keep doing them because we've done it that way? I hate that. I hate that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, buy the land, south of Bismarck, and didn't work out like we wanted it to, didn't pay enough for it, and well, but we own it now, so it's ours.
You go down to that land right now, and Scott, you come over here. I'll take you down there, and I will show you a land that is nothing but noxious weeds, leafy spurge, wormwood, Canadian thistle, all of this stuff that on my land I would be charged by the county to spray if my land looked like this. It's the most mismanaged land, and who feeds all the wildlife on that land? Which is very little in the wintertime. It's all the area ranchers and farmers. They're all in their haystacks and in their silage pits, which they do because they are wildlife supporters. But that is the most mismanaged chunk of land. The federal lands are the most mismanaged land in the United States.
So, Marty, let me just use that as an example. If that land that's now the federal government's land that you say is being mismanaged was sold, put up for auction, who'd buy it?
Well, I would like to see the people that, you know, originally owned it buy it, farmers and ranchers. But in reality, who's going to come and buy it? Probably big corporation. Now, this is a free country, so... You know, hey, if we're not going to sell this, at least manage this land. Let people use it. They make the fishing and hunting spots down there smaller and smaller. I wish you'd come over here, Scott. I'll take you down there and show you how people are being fenced out of so-called their own land that people say, if it's our land, why are we being fenced out? We get to use less and less of it. Old people that used to be able to fish along the bank are fenced out. Not everybody can afford a boat. And it's not only here in North Dakota. Where do all the fires start in North Dakota? Right down here in this bottom land.
Now, when you say a big corporation would likely buy it, then it could not be an agriculture use then, right? With our corporate farming laws. So.
Well, we got our corporate farming laws, this and that, but you know, it's going to go high enough with, and I really don't think that would be. In public opinion, that's not going to happen because federal lands are now ingrained into our...
No, I disagree. I disagree. We have a $22 trillion debt. We are going to have to dig out of this some way, somehow. And in my mind, that's a perfect example.
Yeah, manage that land down there and graze it and rent it, lease it out to farmers and ranchers. It grows nothing now. Zero productivity.
Yeah,
if
ridiculous.
If you grow some feed down there, you'll have more wildlife also, but you'll also have more productivity. They get zero for it now.
Well, here's the deal. I want to take you up on your offer to see it, and then maybe we can, when this
my number, and we will do it. We will probably go coon hunt that night. We might have to see it at night because I'm a hillbilly, and you will see it, though.
Yeah, yeah. I'm anti-Christian hillbilly. And well, what else am I, guys? I forget what else I was. Unsophisticated. That was it. Yep. So, Marty, hang on a second. I'm going to get your number so I can arrange a tour, okay?
You bet.
All right, don't go anywhere. Daniel's going to take your call in just a moment here. Jeff and Tioga want to talk about an earlier caller. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, that last guy that called that was calling you unsophisticated, he was basically calling all of us that. And he is the reason, he and others like him, are the reason that we are going to see a massive turnout for President Trump during the next election. They overlook us. They think that we're so unsophisticated that we're not smart enough to know exactly what we're doing or who we're voting for. And we are going to rise up, and we're going to make damn sure that he serves another term in office. And this guy and all the people like him are going to just be caught flat-footed, just like they were when Hillary Clinton lost the election. They could not believe that middle America could vote for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton.
Well, I hope you're right, Jeff, but I still think it is incumbent on all of us to do our part to have people understand why we are makers rather than takers. Because, again, this is the key point. When more makers go to the polls than takers, Donald Trump gets reelected. When the opposite happens, and Ilhan Omar and her ilk have their way and mobilize the takers who want more of everything from the government, we lose. So I love your optimism, but I think we have work to do between now and November of 2020 for sure. Appreciate the call. Tad in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you doing, Scott? You hillbilly.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Yeah.
Okay, but here's the deal. The bottom line, you just hit it on the head. We have $22 trillion in debt. We have so much assets that they're basically sitting there doing what? Nothing. If we could get $1 to $2 trillion off our books, and basically, and also, if we could drill for oil on that, more oil, and also, oil companies are very good to the environment. They are also, logging companies are good to the thing. Just like the guy said, farmers, ranchers are very good to the environment. The bottom line is that we could take and move $2 trillion in assets off our balance sheet, and because the bottom line is that we could use that money to pay down this debt, it gives our government more room to expand the economy and make us a lot better country. We're not hillbillies. We're being realistic. These people that basically want us to keep on getting in debt and debt and debt to go pay for all this stuff that's unrealistic is what's going to cause the crash. And sooner or later, we will not be in control to basically tell them what we're going to sell the land for, and that we'll have bankers from foreign countries telling what we have to do.
Here's an email. I want you to answer this one, Tad. It says, let's do the money math on this suggestion. Let's sell 20%. That would be 50 million acres. Let's say we average $10,000 an acre, which is probably pretty high. That would be $500 billion. Is that going to make much of a dent in the trillion-dollar budget problem? What would you say to that?
It's a start.
It's a start, yeah.
It's a start.
No kidding, not to mention if you go to mineral rights.
$500 billion? I don't have $500 billion. But
no,
the bottom line is if we could get the debt load in control, I mean, for gosh sakes, every time we go on these Democrats, we try to get something for the military, that we have to give some social program that's not going to return to a return on the investment is not going to happen. All it's going to do is throw more people in despair, and the fact that that's their voting base that they want, to make people feel like they need the government. We don't need the government. We need more private investment.
That's a great point. It is, Tad, and I think we, again, need to make that point. I think that's kind of why Donald Trump is president today. This stuff can stop. Have this conversation. Let's have the conversation. And by the way, to Mike's point, who emailed on the 20% of land, there's one approach, and that's selling some land and putting it back to, you know, a use that would befit the neighbors and folks that would take better care of it. The other is if you have mineral resources, those are going to pay for a long, long time. So that's kind of one time.
Do you think the Democrats ever have a solution other than spend money? That's the only solution they have. Throw money at something that's already a rat hole.
Tad, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Tioga, home of KTGO. Go ahead, Monty, you're up.
Yes, Scott, I would challenge you and the listeners of this station to read the Constitution of the corporate state of North Dakota. The only land the federal corporation is supposed to own inside of the state is for ammunition places.
Well, there you go. We might have a lawsuit in the making. Paging Wayne Stengel. Monty, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. We better get that Constitution, too. I have the U.S. Constitution right here at my side, but I need the North Dakota one now. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, by the way. Best deal ever right now. Two pillows. $35 each. You can beat it. MyPillow.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamjackNorth.com. That's RamjackNorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth.
Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com. Spring 2019 brings a new opportunity to shine a light on liberty. We install American-made flagpoles, flags that honor veterans, and all American-made flagpole accessories. We are out to make sure every business in North Dakota and the surrounding area has a flagpole. Check out our website at AndyFlagpoleGuy.com for anything you need, or call me, 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
More Jake Owen here. We have time to queue up Brooks.
A full moon shining bright. Edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road. The girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold.
We Fest Friday edition of What's On Your Mind is underway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Kevin Flynn, Daniel, answering your calls at 800-228-0550. Brought to you this hour by the energy of North Dakota. I told you about some amazing stats there earlier about how oil and gas production is doing some incredible things right now. And again, the really amazing thing is that when Donald Trump took office, 56% of U.S. oil was imported. Okay, now we're at 20-some percent. Phenomenal what's happened there. And that's because of North Dakota, so that's great. Also brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You can call them at 800-506-9028. That's one number to phone them up at. If you use the promo code Scott, you're going to get that great deal on MyPillows.
two of them for less than $70. Man, that's a great deal. In fact, it's their best deal ever. $69.98, two-pack of MyPillow Premiums, $34.99 a pillow. Get your best sleep ever. Getting that exact support you need. You get to sleep faster. You stay there longer. My alarm went off this morning. I said, I don't think I want to get up at 5 a.m. It's Friday. Can I not get up at 5 a.m.? So I dialed back the alarm to 5:30. Okay? That half hour felt like a week.
Oh, I feel you, brother.
Oh, my gosh. It was just unbelievable. But the pillows, if I'm tossing and turning, that doesn't work. 800-506-9028, promo code Scott or MyPillow.com. Okay. Senator Kevin Cramer is going to join us in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up here a little bit. Now we have more to ask him about the federal lands and a few other questions. Cable prices. Speaking of which, I am getting some texts on that. One of them saying, I have the most basic mid-continent TV and Internet package, and the cheapest bill is $130 a month.
Wow.
Another says, cable TV has increased dramatically from even 5 years ago, probably due to so many people leaving the service. Last I saw, it was up around $100 a month for about 15% of worthwhile programming.
And then I just saw that Fox Sports North got pulled off a Dish or Direct or one of them. I know they pulled it off Sling TV, too. The only reason I really had that package was for Fox Sports North. They pulled that off.
Another texter says, does the federal government pay property taxes on their public land, the local communities? And No. Federal government does not. It's exempt. Nobody owns land in America. Just try not paying the land tax.
Yeah.
Okay, so I promised I would share a comment from Senator Cramer. We're going to talk more about this, but I interviewed him for POV last night on KX4 and West Dakota Fox and asked him about where we're at with this effort that he has undertaken for the president to do a deep dive on the Corps of Engineers. And he was very hot because he had a hold on a nomination that the administration wanted put through at the Pentagon, a new procurement officer. In other words, who do we hire for what jobs and, you know, who gets all these jobs? And he wanted to, you know, make a point that, look, until you address my request for more information on getting to the bottom of how you make the procurement decisions, I'm not going to go along with this procurement officer. So anyway, the White House came to him and said, hey, the Corps says they'll get you all the information. Will you lift the hold? So he lifts the hold. The Corps sends a letter saying, we'll give you the information you've been waiting for. Sorry. And 2 hours later sends another letter saying, no, we're not giving you anything. So he was not happy. And here's a part of our interview last night.
As I've learned many times, the Corps of Engineers is their own government. They're their own bureaucracy. They're arrogant. They're secretive. And I'm starting to wonder if they're not corrupt. I mean, when they hide behind words like proprietary and secret, but they can't provide me with the statute that says that they have that authority, I get very suspicious. I'm not sure they want to build the wall, Scott, quite honestly. They're supposed to be building 400 new miles by the end of next year, and they've built 54 so far. And to your point, you're saying that they've built none that's brand new. And I will cut them some slack and say that if you replace an auto barrier with a 30-foot wall, you build some new wall. You're keeping pedestrian traffic out that previously they walked right over. So I want to be fair to that. But no, I'm very frustrated, as you can tell.
Yeah, no kidding. More on that coming up with Senator Cramer. That's chilling when he is to that point.
Well, then,
I'm not sure they're not corrupt, and I'm not sure they even want to build a wall. I don't think they will. They have. I've said it for a long time.
You hear people like Warren talking about throwing $100 billion at the opiate crisis, but doesn't want to spend $5 billion to stop the flow of the drugs.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, brilliant.
Al, somewhere in the great 10,000 Lake State of Minnesota. Al, go ahead.
Hey, good morning. You know, if they sell that land, some of it to private, that'll get it back on the tax rolls, too. So it's a constant flow. Even if they cut them 5 years of slack to produce something on the land, after 5 years, everybody's happy again. You know, and the second point I want to make is I don't understand why, you know, this gentleman that called and, you know, all of a sudden started slandering. I don't understand if you don't have any base for your conversation, don't converse. Don't just start out, you know, swinging names. If you got nothing to say, shut up.
Yeah, Al, I love that theory, but, you know, I, a lot of liberals don't. They're just an angry bunch. Christian Fargo, I have only 30 seconds, but it's yours. What's on your mind?
Proud to be on the show, as always, Scott. Hey, I have an idea for campaigning. They should have a limit to funds, and they need to be out front with where they got every penny, and it needs to be like a $10 million limit for campaigning, period.
Presidents, you mean in the presidential race? Any race?
Any race.
Interesting question. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Questions for Kramer. Welcome.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Carlson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.